ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんにちはロンドン、こんばんはニューヨーク。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Unagi Road Trip Part 3. Naomi Sensei.
はい。
We are back. Is this the final edition?
はい、そうですね。うなすけ、うなきちのストーリーの最後ですね。
今日、この3匹のうなぎの梅が決まりますね。
え
So the fate of these three eels will be decided today.
Really?
I don't know. I didn't read the dialogue yet, but we're going to find out about it in a minute.
Hey, hey, hey. まだ読んでないの?
Hey, hey, hey. I want to, sometimes I want to study together with the listeners. Okay, what are we taking a look at today, Naomi-sensei? お願いします。
今日は、てしまう。
The completion of an action.
そうですね。
Okay, Naomi-sensei, in the previous lesson we had...
Unasuke and Unakichi met Unami, and in today's lesson, Unasuke is making comments about Unami after she left.
Okay, now, again, today's conversation is between friends, so it's casual.
はい。
Now, the important thing to remember when listening to these dialogues is that from a language acquisition point,They actually contain a very, very rich dialogue. Common things that are used by friends. And a lot of times we introduce it this way because you have to be very careful when using casual Japanese. Mm. So when we use these characters, it makes it very easy for us to create a story and then get this unbelievable, very, very rich Japanese to you. So with that said, I think we have a question. Naomi-sensei, what's the question? お願いします。
はい。うなすけとうなきちはパチンコ屋へ行きます。うなすけ and うなきち go to pachinko place today. So, 誰がいくら勝つんでしょうか?
Okay, and one time, normal speed, お願いします。
誰がいくら勝つのでしょうか?
おいおい。かわいいうなぎだな。今度紹介して。
ダメダメ。うなみちゃんは12歳年上のうなぎと結婚してしまったんだ。多分今から産卵するんだよ。うなすけくん、どう?出てる?
いやー、全然。ダメだ。2万も使ってしまったよ。お、リーチ。はっはっは。ついてるね。10万も買ったよ。
いいなあ。僕は3万も負けてしまったよ。ついてない。
よし。今日は俺が美味しいミミズの刺身をおごるよ。
もう一度。お願いします。今度は、ゆっくり、お願いします。
おいおい、かわいい、うなぎだな。今度、紹介して。
ダメダメ。うなみちゃんは、12歳、年上のうなぎと、結婚してしまったんだ。多分、今から、産卵するんだよ。うなすけくん、どう?出てる?
いや、全然。ダメだ。2万も使ってしまったよ。お、リーチ。はっはっは。ついてるね。10万も買ったよ。
いいなあ。僕は3万も負けてしまったよ。ついてない。
よし。今日は俺が美味しいミミズの刺身をおごるよ。
今度は英語が入ります。
おいおい。かわいいうなぎだな。今度紹介して。
Hey, hey, she's one hot unagi. Introduce me to her next time.
ダメダメ。 うなみちゃんは12歳年上のうなぎと結婚してしまったんだ。
No way. うなみちゃん got married with an unagi 12 years older than her.
多分今から産卵するんだよ。
Maybe she's gonna spawn some eggs soon.
うなすけくん、どう？出てる？う
なすけくん、are you winning?
いやー、全然。ダメだ。2万も使ってしまったよ。
Not at all. I'm hopeless. I've spent 20,000 yen.
お、リーチ。
Oh, I'm taking that.
はっはっは。ついてるね。10万も買ったよ。
はっはっはっは。I got lucky. I won. 100,000 yen.
いいなあ。僕は3万も負けてしまったよ。ついてない。
I'm jealous. I lost 30,000 yen. I'm out of luck.
よし。今日は俺がおいしいミミズの刺身をおごるよ。
You know what?I'm gonna treat you to tasty earthworm sashimi.
Aw, yeah.
Hi. Naomi-sensei.
Hi.
Pachinko wo yatta koto arimasu ka? Have you played pachinko?
No, I haven't.
Yatta koto nai desu ka?
So, I hate smoky places.
Hontou ni kemui desu ne.
Ah, kemui.
It's really, really smoky.
So desu ne. Kemutai desu ne.
People just sit there for hours, smoking and playing.
I think some pachinko places have non-smoking section. Demo, gambling is not my cup of tea.
Nice expression. How do you say cup of tea in Japanese?
どうないかな。
私の趣味です。
あ、そう、趣味、趣味、趣味。すごい、すごい。What a great translation, Peter.
You think so?
いやいやいや、私の趣味じゃないです。うん。ギャンブルは私の趣味じゃないです。
Sometimes Japanese is very, very generic, rather than making it into this elaborate kind of expression. Sometimes they do have some really great expressions. You know, there's something like a 目がない, like 甘いものに目がない, like I'm crazy about sweets. So can we say that? Pachinko に目がない.
It means you love pachinko.
Right, so then we can say, Pachinko ni me ga arimasu.
言えないよ、言えない。You can't say that.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. It's, the nai is like arimasu. It's a negative form of the verb aru. But they do have some really colorful expressions, but
ちょっとね、英語と違いますよね。It's very different from English.
But I like that, me ga nai.
Me ga nai no? Pachinko ni?
違う。違います。
あ、そう、私の友達で、初めてのデートで、パチンコ屋に連れて行かれた人がいました。
So one of your friends was taken to a pachinko parlor on the first date?
Yeah, of course, that first date became the last date.
Really?
Yeah, すごいびっくりでしょ。
ナオミ先生でしたら、どうしますか？
え、パチンコ屋に連れて行かれたら、
はい。
パチンコします、多分。でもそれが最後です。
とりあえず
とりあえず
いるから楽しんで、終わったら帰ります。
そうそうそう。I don't wanna be a wet blanket.
So like, well, I'm here. I may as well play.
So,
I love it. You go with the flow. I see who the character is based off of.
何？誰？
人間を基づいてキャラ作るでしょ Characters are based off people. ナオミ先生、どれ似てるでしょうね Out of these three eels. I would love to hear your comment, so please, feel free to write a comment. Okay, let's move on to vocab. First word.
紹介する
To introduce, to set up.
紹介する紹介する
Next.
年上
Older, senior.
年上年上
Next.
結婚する
To marry.
結婚する結婚する
Next.
産卵する
To spawn.
産卵する産卵する
Next.
リーチ
Rich, but this is used as an expression used when you need one more point to win a game. Kind of when there's a monetary prize and you're one point away from winning, like in bingo.
リーチ, リーチ.
Next,
ついている.
Lucky.
ついている, ついている.
Next,
勝つ.
To win.
勝つ, 勝つ.
Next,
負ける.
To lose.
負ける, 負ける.
Next,
おごる.
To treat.
おごる, おごる.
Okay, let's take a closer look at some of these words and phrases. And why don't we start with a phrase? Naomi-sensei?
ついている.
This is a phrase to have good luck or lucky. Now, when we take a look at this phrase, it's actually a verb in the present progressive. Naomi-sensei, what verb do we start with?
つく.
To attach, to stick to have. Then we take this verb, we put it into the present progressive, we get?
ついている.
So this actually means attached to or stuck to. So when you say ついている, it means luck is stuck to you or you're lucky today.
そうそうそうそうです. In today's dialogue, Unasuke said ついてるね.
I am lucky or I'm lucky today.
If it's a negative form, ついていない.
Today's no luck. I'm not lucky.
そうですね. It was originally 運がついてる. But we usually drop the subject and the subject marking particle and just say ついてる and ついてない.
Now, I'd be careful because we also use this phrase ついてる for something sticking to your face. So, for example, if you're eating lunch and someone says to you ついてる, they don't mean you have good luck, but rather there's something, probably rice, stuck to your face.
Does it happen to you often?
Well, it's a funny story. I'll keep it short, but the first time I had this Japanese friend in Japan, and I wanted to say to him, well, listen, there's something stuck to your face. How do I say that? He said, oh, ついてる. And he took it and then ate what was on his face. But it stuck with me always that attached to. Mm-hmm. So lots of things can attach to you. And luck, food, other things.
なるほどね. We say like, 今日はついてる.
Today's my lucky day.
Peter, 顔にご飯ついてる.
Peter, there's rice stuck to your face.
そうですね.
Okay, but two meanings with one useful phrase.
そうですね.
Works out nice. Okay, on we go.
おごる.
To treat.
For example, ありがとう。今度ディナーをおごるよ.
Thanks. I'll treat you to dinner sometime.
Must form of おごる is おごります. So if you take out must, おごり, the verb stem must becomes a noun, right? So you can say like, これは私のおごりです.
So Naomi-sensei, can we just go over this usage one more time? The check comes and you may want to pay or you may want the other person to pay. How do you express this? Let's start with I'm paying.
私のおごりです.
私のおごりです.
Or 私がおごります.
私がおごります.
はい.
財布はいいです. 私がおごります.
そうそうそうそう.
And really hit the G because you don't want to mistake it with 怒ります, which is to get angry. Naomi-sensei, 今日私が怒ります. Today, I'll get angry, but 怒ります.
そうですね, 怒ります.
Okay, and if...
You don't want to pay?
Yes.
Or confirm who is paying?
Uh-huh.
怒りですか?
Are you paying?
怒りですよね?
Or you're paying, right?
And if you're going to be more direct, 怒ってください.
Please pay for me.
多分, ごちそうさまでした! Works well.
That's the best.
Hi.
So, thanks for the meal.
So, before somebody say anything.
Okay, on to today's grammar point. Today's grammar point is?
手しまう.
Now, しまう is a verb that means to finish. When しまう is used as an auxiliary verb, basically, when しまう follows the 手 form of another verb, 手しまう, it indicates that an action has been thoroughly completed. Okay? Naomi-sensei. This grammatical structure, it's often associated with some action that's performed unwillingly or kind of despite the intention of the doer.
Or speaker.
Yes. So, for example, 言ってしまう。
そうそうそう。
To say something that you...
shouldn't have.
Yes. This could be a good one.
はい。言ってしまった。
Or 思ってしまった。To think something that you shouldn't have.
そうですね。あんなこと言ってしまった。
I went and said that thing that, ah, I probably shouldn't have.
そう、ナオミに今日も失礼なことを言ってしまった。
So I said something rude to Naomi. See, with the shimao, it's kind of like an unwillingness.
So
I don't really have that feeling. So I just like, ah, 今日も Naomi-sensei に失礼こと言った。
Ah, just a fact.
Yeah, just a fact.
No regretting feeling.
But sometimes, for example, Natsuko-san. If I say something to Natsuko-san and I feel bad about it, I would say, Natsuko-san に失礼なことを言ってしまいました。
そうですね。Sounds like you're writing an apologizing letter to
yes.
Natsuko.
Gotta be careful with Natsuko. So you can kind of see the difference in that kind of roundabout example that one expresses a fact, whereas the other, there's that intention of unwillingness or that the speaker or doer didn't want to really do that thing. Now, let's take a look at a couple examples.
2万使ってしまったよ。
I used 20,000 yen with the intention you probably went out only hoping to spend 10,000.
そうですね。2万使ったよ。It's like, I spent 20,000 yen and you have no feeling about it.
Yeah. 今日も勉強になりました。I learned something today.
本当？
すごいです。Okay, and how about another example?
ゆうべビールをたくさん飲んでしまったよ。
Last night, I drank a lot of beer, and it implies the speaker's regret about that he woke up with a headache, or he used a lot of money, or said something he didn't want to say. Something happened that, well, basically, he didn't intend to drink a lot, and he did. Now, there's one more thing I want to put in here. This isn't always the case with te shimau. Sometimes that it just means that an action is finished. So there is that case, but most of the time when the speaker uses this pattern, there is that regret in what that person's talking about. Okay, so I think that is going to do it for today. Don't forget to stop by JapanesePod101.com. Check out the PDF and be sure to check out the Learning Center. And say hi to Naomi-sensei. She will comment back.
はい、じゃあまた。
おいおい、かわいいうなぎだな。今度紹介して。
ダメダメ、うなみちゃんは12歳年上のうなぎと結婚してしまったんだ。多分今から産卵するんだよ。うなすけくん、どう？出てる？
いやー、全然ダメだ。2万も使ってしまったよ。お、リーチ。はっはっは、ついてるね。10万も買ったよ。
いいなあ。僕は3万も負けてしまったよ。ついてない。
よし、今日は俺が美味しいミミズの刺身をおごるよ。